called the Ahlul Bayt, the people of the house. And the people of the house refers to 14 specific individuals, starting with the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as his successor, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, his daughter Fatima al-Zahra, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, who are his grandchildren, as well as the 9 specific descendants of Imam Hussein. May God's peace and blessings be upon them all.
The Ahlul Bayt are the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
Fabricate hadiths in favor of Muawiyah and against Imam Ali.
Therefore, within Bani Umayyah, God describes them in chapter 17 of the Quran, verse number 60, as being the cursed tree, the tree that sought to fight the religion of Islam and the teachings of the Prophet. Muawiyah was known as an extremely oppressive leader, and his oppression was most meted out against the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Amongst these companions, for example, one finds the great companion Ammar ibn Yasir, whose parents, Sumayya and Yasir, were the first martyrs in Islam. When we look at Ammar ibn Yasir, the Prophet used to say, Ammar taqtiluka al-fi'at al-baghiya. Ammar, you will be killed by infidels. And who was it that killed Ammar ibn Yasir? Ammar was killed in the Battle of Safin by the army of Muawiyah.
And he's recently said that all his country's policies should be based on the second coming of a mystical religious figure. Our international editor, Lindsay Hilsum, has been to Tehran and to the Jamkaran Shrine just outside the holy city of Qom to find out how the president's messianic devotion to the Shia Muslim saint, the Mahdi, is shaking up the country.
Some are keen to praise him, provided they don't have to look a woman journalist in the eye.
Mr. Ahmadinejad is the only president in 28 years who came with a slogan of bringing justice, saying that he is one of us, cut from the same cloth. He proudly evoked the name of God the Merciful, and after that he always prays for the coming of the Mahdi. With this sentence, he proves that he and the government he has formed are all lovers of the Mahdi.
A DVD circulating secretly in Tehran and on the internet shows the president a few days later entering a house with a senior conservative Ayatollah. They sit and drink tea in the traditional manner. What he says about his experiences in New York gives a rare insight into how Mr. Ahmadinejad really thinks.
On the last day when I was speaking before the assembly, one of our group told me that when I started to say, in the name of God, the Almighty and Merciful, he saw a light around me, and I was placed inside this aura. I felt it myself.